April 3rd. Today, again, I have with me Dr. Brendan Fitzsimmons, County Health Officer, and Jana Lee, our Public Health Nurse Manager. I'm going to go ahead and hand it to Jana Lee first.
Good morning. This is Jana Lee. I'm going to give you some updates on our current numbers. We have 162 cases confirmed of COVID in the state of Wyoming across 17 counties, 0 deaths reported at this time, and 37 patients reported in Wyoming. We do have one confirmed case in Sublette County, and as of today, 30 tests have been done at our Sublette County clinics and sent to the state lab, with of those still pending, which means those 5 are somewhere en route or have not been totally completed at the state lab yet. So there's a couple things around that that I wanted to kind of clarify for people. There's been some, it's a little difficult sometimes to understand. At Public Health, we have individuals that are identified as with the in accordance to the positive labs that are reported, and also contacts to positives. They are followed from the epidemiology unit at the state in coordination with our local public health offices, so that those individuals I am calling every few days to make sure that they are medically doing well and they have services needed, and that we have identified any contacts they have that would also need to be in quarantine. Those quarantine orders come from either Dr. Fitzsimmons locally, or right now it's been at our state epidemiology level, and those orders are based on when people started showing symptoms, and to get out of quarantine, they have strict guidelines about how many days, and they actually put a date on when people can be released, and then the both public health and state epidemiology are in contact with those clients to make sure that it's very clear when they are able to get out of quarantine. Those quarantine orders have people stay on their properties for up to 14 days, and it's very specific, and we are working with them to make sure that they have instructions and information that they need to successfully get well at home, and they have been really compliant and working well with us to do that. The other group that we've identified are people at the clinic that have maybe not met the testing guidelines. And right now our testing guidelines at the state level are for hospitalized patients, patients in community settings like nursing homes or assisted livings, healthcare workers, people over 65 with underlying health conditions, or people who have been identified as close contacts with people who are over 65 or have those underlying health conditions. They've also added pregnant women to that group. And right now, as of yesterday, the state lab is going to only accept lab testing for those groups of people. So in that scenario, the clinic is still seeing some people that they feel like potentially have symptoms that would be potentially putting patients as a presumed positive. We just can't test them right now. And the same thing is happening for them. They're being asked to isolate at home for 14 days, and they're getting clear discharge instructions from Dr. Fitzsimmons. And the clinic staff is following those people appropriately to make sure every few days to make sure that they medically are getting cared for, and through our services can be linked to a grocery delivery or medication delivery, what they need to be successful at home, and making sure if they get sicker that they can be contacted by their provider locally. So those groups of people are both being followed within county to help us be successful in trying to contain the spread of COVID in our county, and we appreciate their assistance there. At the same time, we do recognize there is widespread disease in some of the surrounding counties around us, and we just want to keep people in the county Berryish working at the ways you've been doing to keep the social distancing, limiting number of people, so that we can really try to keep these numbers down within our county. The clinics also wanted me to let people know that they are trying to, in multiple different ways, to get some more testing capability through some private labs, and they are also working within their own medical plan to build some capacity locally if we would need that to care for people in different ways within our county, if our hospitals in the region are no longer accepting patients or are accepting just their sickest patients. Right now, St. John's and Ermac are doing their day-to-day acceptance of patients. The clinic and EMS are able to still transfer patients exactly like they would on any other normal day for people that need hospital care. The only thing that I actually wanted to, I've had several questions about how do you know if you've been a close contact to someone who's been sick. And so really close contacts is defined as more than 10 minutes with someone who's symptomatic. We're kind of brushing the line a little bit on the symptomatic. Sometimes they're starting to think that even without symptoms, we're tracing people back a couple days before their symptoms start so that we can identify contacts to those positive cases. So if you have certain questions about that, please call Public Health and we'll help you decipher through that. But you will be contacted if you have been identified as someone that might have had more than that 10-minute risk in over 6 feet. Do you have more to add to that, Dr. Fitt?
Well, just kind of to reinforce some of the things you've been saying. You know, the testing's been a problem for us, and it's been a problem for everyone everywhere, and it continues to be so. And we all find this very frustrating. We were expecting this to improve, but it really hasn't so far. And as a matter of fact, as it stands now with the health department, these guidelines have become more mandatory, even though parts of them have loosened up. So we're going to be actually a little more restricted in the next couple days than we've been in the past. We are still looking at using private labs for this, but the turnaround time is much longer. So that's frustrating. We're looking everywhere for opportunities to do testing that might be more available, reliable, and faster turnaround. So we're working on that day and night. But the fact that we're having problems with the testing means that the mitigation strategies that we've all been working on, everybody in Sublette County has been working on these mitigation strategies, they're even more important because we're not able to do contact tracing very much because we don't know who has this. By and large, we've done a number of tests, but only really identified one positive here. We feel pretty sure that there's more than one positive here. As we talk to people, they seem to have symptoms that are consistent with it. Because we don't have as much testing, we're going to be very picky about who we test, but we still want you to call into the clinic if you're not feeling well and at least talk to us. We'd like to keep track of people. We'd like to give you some good advice. We'd like to know if you're getting sicker. So please continue to call into the clinic and let us know if you're not feeling very well. If we talk to you, we may ask you to quarantine yourself. We're continuing our efforts at mitigation throughout the community. And this has been going on for a long time, and it's tightened down some, but we've kind of gotten to where we feel like we need to be. Maybe there's a couple of other things that we could do a little bit better. we've been looking at some of the areas that we have more problems with, especially the grocery stores, but some other places. We've had discussions with the owners and staff at these various places, and we've been able to work together, and we feel like we're all doing a much better job at this time than we were a week or so ago. We'll continue to reassess those situations. We've been very active here. Travis and Jana have been active in trying to get more public education out there. We've put up signage at the various stores around the county, and hopefully you've seen them. And I think that the people of Sublette County are really taking this to heart. We see that. I think people are getting what it is we want them to do. And it seems to be working really well, I think. I think it's going well. We're also looking at the county level and up at the state level about other issues such as the use of public land by people coming from outside the state, outside the county. And we're working on issues like that. You may hear more about those in the next coming days. Hopefully we'll have some progress on that before there becomes a time where a lot of people are coming in from the outside. I do want to say that I'm really heartened by the response of the people of Sublette County to all of this so far. Everywhere I look, the vast majority of people have taken all these changes to heart, and we've had very little problems with people not heeding our recommendations. I'm really proud to be part of a community that is so full of people who are willing to put the needs of the community above their own needs, such as it is in our community right now. I also want to say that I'm confident that our efforts together in this are going to bear fruit and are probably are already bearing fruit. I know that it's difficult. I know that it's frustrating, but we just need to hold the course for a little while longer. I don't know how long that's going to be, but I really am very confident that it won't be forever, and that in not too far down the road here, we'll at least start to see a light at the end of the tunnel. The worst may still be ahead of us here in Sublette County, but we're getting into it. We're managing well. Things are going well, and I feel good about how things are going here, even though we're going to start seeing more of this virus in the future. Right now, it seems like all the hospitals around us are holding up pretty well. I have a lot of confidence in their plans to accept an enlarged capacity if they have to. People have done a lot of work in Idaho, at St. John's, at Sweetwater, and the hospitals around here to prepare for this, and I think it's going to be sufficient. So I'm feeling pretty good about this, except for the testing, which is driving everybody crazy.
Thanks, Dr. Fitz. A couple other things we just wanted to add along with that is, yeah, the community's been great. They're, for the most part, by and large, following what we're asking, and we're going to keep that messaging, and if there's areas of concern, we're going to follow those. One, you know, big deal is kids are starting school remotely starting next week. They've been cooped up for a little bit. There's been groups of kids out in the public. For the most part, they've been trying to do the social distancing, but we really got to emphasize that they're not gathering at friends' houses in big groups or even in public in big groups, and they're keeping that social distance in mind because those are the ones that are going to transmit the virus. We got to keep to that. And like I said, we've done well in, as a county on that. A couple things that came up as kind of rumors we want to emphasize out there is we're still operating. 911 is still available. Ambulance service is still available. The clinic is still available. The phones to the clinic work. Providers are there, even non-COVID related. So please use those, and nothing has changed as far as our response to this and the rest of the world events. As far as community outreach, too, it goes even further. There's a lot of good things going on in the county right now. We got the distillery making hand sanitizer. We've got people 3D printing masks that we might be able to start use for responders and nursing and medical staff. People are hand sewing or machine sewing masks. So we have all this public outpour of everybody coming together to make sure we have the resources we need. So we really, really want to acknowledge that and appreciate that. Also, last night we had been sharing messaging. There's some food distribution between the Marbleton, Big Piney side of the county and the Pinedale side. Marbleton had theirs last night, and we understand that was very successful, a good turnout. A lot of people were assisted with that. And there's one coming up into Pinedale, and we expect that to be the same way. So we appreciate those who organized that. And again, I always want to emphasize the volunteer group that we do have working and how to get a hold of them. If you want to volunteer and help, or if you have needs, that phone number, again, if you don't have it, it's 307-209-4073. And the email is subletcovidvolunteers@gmail.com. And they're anxious to help. And again, you know, check our websites, the four Facebook pages we've been putting out, the Sublette County Public Health, the Sublette County Rural Healthcare District, the Sheriff's Office page, and the Emergency Management page, as well as the Sublette WIO website. Every time we have an update or anything we can share, we're sure putting that up there, and that's your best place for accurate information. Before we end this, Jana and Dr. Fitz, do you have anything else to add?
You should have gotten a flyer in the mail from our prevention coalition that gives information about mortgage assistance, information on unemployment, food and insurance information, so look for that.
Thank you for adding that. That is a new thing we've been working on. We also yesterday got some guidance on some federal assistance for that, and we can definitely help people with that, and we will be sharing that information too. Dr. Fitz, I think you're on mute.
I think I am too, yeah. I just want to encourage people to look around and look at your neighbors and friends and see if there's anybody that needs a little bit of help. You know, that's how we're going to get through it. We're going to help each other out.
Did you want to talk about masks too, Dr. Fitz?
Yeah, I think the masks, we felt in the past that the masks were not very reliable in keeping you from getting sick, but there was always a thought that asymptomatic carriers of this might not transmit as much of the illness if they're wearing masks. And so there's a movement that's going by that's pushing the use of the mask. And I don't think it's a bad idea. And as we go forward, if you have access to masks, certainly I'd encourage you to use it. Please don't rely on it to keep you safe. But we think there's going to be a lot of us that are actually infecting people without knowing it. And the mask may be pretty helpful for that. So certainly if you have some access to that, to masks, and they don't have to be the N95s for that. And some of these masks that people are making, the cloth masks, may be helpful for that. So look around and see if you have some access to these things. And if so, go ahead and use them. I'm wearing a mask when I go around town because I feel like I'm probably one of the ones more likely to be transmitting this than anybody else just because of where I'm coming from. So it's something that we can do for each other that might be beneficial. It's a little hard to say how much, but if nothing else, it shows you care.
Great addition. I want to thank you both for being on and taking your time. I know we're all really busy, but I think it's important and the public sure appreciates it. And hope everybody stays healthy out there, and we'll update you when we have new news to share.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.